From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Here we are, the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Oh, man, where are we going to talk about this baseball, man? Or if it's coming back or whatever. We'll discuss the ins and outs of what we know and learn. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify for the millennials. Where the hell are we at with Major League Baseball? It seems like we're saying that every, I guess you could say, 2 weeks. The last time we got this episode off was a couple of Fridays ago. We had Jimmy on, myself, and we were discussing it. And this is getting a lot of baseball fans impatient because of a lot of several reasons. Number one reason is that fact that people are out of work. We talked about this last time. We talked about this last couple of times. Where how can you not get this thing going, especially in a world where people have lost their jobs, are unemployed, furloughed, however you want to look at it, and you're literally arguing about millions of dollars, and it's like, this is the strike all over again. This is the 1994 strike all over again. And this was not supposed to happen, of course, but how did this not get done by now? And there's a lot of back and forth. Major League Baseball owners, the Major League Baseball Players Association, and they're ironing out a couple of, I guess you could say, loose things, wrinkles, so on and so forth. I'll get into that in a second. What makes the sport look bad right now is the fact that, and we said this before, other sports have slowly getting back to normalcy, okay? First of all, let me say it like this. They don't count this as a sport, and probably most people won't count this as a sport. This is probably more of the entertainment realm, and that is the WWE. It's sports entertainment. It's, it's fixed. It's kind of acted out. But it's entertainment at the end of the day. They're in the same, almost in the similar ballpark with sports in general, trying to obtain viewership. They're the main ones who paved the way of getting back to normalcy as far as live events, live television broadcasts. Even the last couple of weeks, you're starting to see them actually have spectators in the crowd, even in the social distancing realm. You're starting to see, they're spread out about 6 feet apart between glass. They're making noise. They're the first sport I've seen, or sports and entertainment, that I've seen that actually have viewers inside their arenas. And then everybody else is going to follow soon after that. They're the ones who are setting the benchmark. Then if you want to get to the NASCAR, if you want to get to golf, UFC is probably going to be next behind the WWE in a similar format because they're kind of in the same boat. You got boxing on Tuesday in Las Vegas. You got boxing matches coming back, top-ranked boxing, good fighters coming back to the helmet, Shakur Stevenson. So I say all this to say, the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, you know the format. We'll talk about that with RP. But Major League Baseball is just sitting around twiddling their thumbs, the owners and the Players Association going back and forth. And it really will make the everyday baseball head, baseball fan, annoyed, ticked, because you had the pretty much majority of the offseason. I'd say like the tail end of it, you went to the spring training before the big COVID breakout, especially early in March, and you canceled spring training. But you could have all this time to figure this out and get this thing done. We've heard reports. You've heard the back and forth as far as what the owners proposed and what the players were willing to accept, willing not to accept. And it really does come down to millions. According to the Baseball Players Association, they're throwing in the health curveball. So this is who do you believe more? Is it more about the players' health, according to the Players Association? Or is it more about the money that they're not willing to pay for as far as prorated salaries 50% and up to 75% in the postseason, and millions of dollars in a pool. But if you go back to Thursday, the mayor, Major League Baseball Players Association, the president, Tony Clark. If you go back, to his Twitter, I say about on June the 4th. If you go there, in so many words, I'll read the tweet. I'll go back because I had to, go check it out. You know, they had that conference call with Major League Baseball, about 100 players representing the player side of things. Pretty much, they put out a press release, and in so many words, saying they haven't negotiated the salaries, they haven't agreed on concessions as far as how much money they're willing to get through there with the salary reductions because of the concessions on those type of monies. What the Players Association is arguing or saying, they're looking at the safety of the players. I mean, that was one of the clear indicators that came out of the Thursday tweet from the MLB Players Association Twitter account, okay? So they're saying the overwhelming consensus of the board that the players are ready to report, get back on the field, but it's unprecedented conditions. So a lot of players, per se, are still not confident in their health. They have the right to feel that way. I mean, this is, we live in a country where, you're free to make your own opinions, your own decisions, your choices. But it's really hard to sell that to fans or everyday fans because of the $1 million situation I was just talking about. It's hard to sell that to players who are making all this money. But here's the kicker in all this, because out of all the team sports, when you talk about the hockey, we'll talk about the basketball later this week. Football is kind of on its own island because they've had the entire offseason to really dwell and figure it out. But with the baseball, out of all the team sports, they're the main ones that don't really have, contact to contact. They don't have to – a player doesn't have to be all up on opposing players from the other team because the way the sport is played. You have a guy at third base who's, if you look at around the diamond defensively, a guy at third base, he's probably 15 to 20 feet away from the shortstop, and that guy's probably another 15 to 20 feet away from the second baseman, and then he's probably another 15 to 20 feet away from the first baseman. So common sense-wise, logically, you don't have, for instance, the NHL players, you're hitting guys. You're running these guys into the boards. You're playing, you're man-on-man on these guys. Baseball doesn't have that issue. They're far away from each other. And the fact that people know that, fans know that, you see the Instagrams and your Twitters talk about this, that their sport isn't really social distancing as far as players against each other. So that on alone is damn, you could have figured this shit out by now. You definitely could have. Now, we talked about the number of games. We thought it would have been 100 games. We thought this thing would have been started by July 4th. But it definitely looks like it's not, because July 4th will definitely be under 30 days from now. So the number of games we were speculated since this whole outbreak thing, we were talking 100 games. First we thought 120 games. We thought it was 100 games. It's going from now to 81, 82 games, now to proposed 76 from the owners. So everybody, it's both sides, I think the owners are saying as much as they could possibly do. What the players are saying, we want the money, we want the reduced salaries, we don't want our fair share, and we want to get paid. You have both arguments. The Players Association is coming back with double downs on the health thing and the money. And to me, I think it's really more so on the players, honestly, on this one, man. I really do. But at what point, what health standards are they talking about? I haven't seen anything that was crystal clear from the Players Association side to say, okay, these are the health protocols that we want in place. I have not heard that. So where are they going to get to with this, man? I mean, the money seems fair. I mean, this is where baseball, with the prorated salaries, you're just going to have to kind of work it out. That's just the way it's going to have to be. It's just going to have to be like that. Also, the players, that's another thing I'm looking at. If you go back to the June 6th tweet from Tony Clark, because Tony Clark had mentioned it too, because he said on June 6th, that would have been 2 days ago on Saturday, within that tweet from the Players Association Twitter account, important work remains to be done in order to safely resume the season. We stand ready to complete that work and look forward to getting back on the field. So the whole basis, the whole emphasis of what they're where they're coming from is definitely health, but is that a bluff? Or do they really mean what they say? Is everybody buying what Major League Baseball, from the player side of things, the Players Association, are they really wearing on the help, or is it really about money? That's where this whole thing lies, I think. I believe. I believe some players, I think some writers believe that. I think executives believe that too. I mean, I think this is just common sense. So where is this thing going to get done, yes or no? I'm still somewhat optimistic on a yes. I think most people are so frustrated with baseball that and the decision has not got done yet, and I understand the business side of things, of making things work, and they still haven't figured it out, man. So I wonder what those 100 players for baseball from the Players Association and Tony Clark are going to do with this. I am really anxious on what the owners is going to throw back at them on the proposed, I guess you could say, health protocols to protect players, to protect families, to protect staffs. We've seen baseball, of course, if you watch television, I mean, it's working overseas and there's no fans in the stands. They're having them playing baseball out there in Korea, South Korea. But they, so for some reason, they cannot get this thing done here. And that's really driving a lot of baseball players, a lot of baseball fans crazy. It's driving the Bleed Blue show crazy. I mean, how many times you got to hear myself or anybody of the stakeholders or hit up the page and they still haven't figured it out? I mean, that's where the frustration lies with a lot of baseball fans, man, because everybody else is getting it done. They're figuring it out. And it's like it's a lot of back and forth between the owners and the Players Association, a lot of back and forth. So what do I say to say that to all to say that? At the 75-game season, okay, if they, you know, they play that 80 games, whatever, every team's going to have a chance. So that's going to make a lot of parallel for the sport. I don't think the Yankees, as much as a favorite I thought they would be in the American League, I don't think that, you know, the odds will be in their favor just because of a mathematical standpoint. I think a lot of teams who are not as good as the better teams over a stretch of 162 games, they have a great chance to just strike hot for 2 months and then pretty much steal the division, steal a playoff spot, and you're pretty much good to go. They could get it done, man. They could definitely get it done. Another thing about baseball, maybe, I mean, this might not be the best of news. I mean, there's a little bit of a good side to it, and that is the Major League Baseball draft on Wednesday, okay? Now, if you ask me, I will be lying to you. I would be lying to you if I told you who are the top baseball prospects for the 2020 Major League Baseball draft, because I don't follow that. I never did follow that, okay? I follow baseball players at the moment they probably, you know, maybe through college. I'll watch, you know, some college baseball games that are televised in the Big Ten, ACC, SEC, Big East. You know, college baseball players, of course. But then there's times I, you know, if I'm not in person watching a double or a single or a double A game, I might catch it in person, you know. But as far as the baseball draft coming out of high school, had no idea. I have no idea. So if this is an opportunity for Major League Baseball to open up the prospect world to, you know, as far as giving fans something to watch? Because most baseball fans, I would say, don't watch the, you know, I would say they don't watch. They haven't watched past drafts. They just haven't. I mean, it's just not publicized. It's not marketed. We all know about the NFL draft. We all know about the NBA draft. I think some people, or a lot of, if you're not a hardcore NHL fan, you know the NHL draft. But the Major League Baseball draft is always during the middle of the season, and usually your team is playing in the middle of the week, like, or during the week, like Tuesday, Wednesday. You're following your team. You may follow the draft to see who you picked the last couple of years, like we did. But I mean, do we know who's going into that thing? Absolutely not. We definitely do not. So you have to make. So I say all that to say, with Major League Baseball, the draft televised on Wednesday. To give the fans something to watch. Give them something to at least, you know, get behind if they choose to. Maybe put down the news, all the stuff going on with the news. Businesses are pretty much open almost everywhere at this point. So they're going to support businesses around the country, locally, and, of course, nationally. But as far as watching or something about baseball that's other than the Major League Baseball owners versus the players, this is a little bit different. Maybe they could get a little bit of some ratings. You'd probably get some updates about that. So this is an opportunity for baseball to open their doors again and figure it out as far as getting the fans back involved. Because right now, it's really out of callus right now. It's really, really out of callus, man. Jimmy, what's up, man? I mean, I said a lot. We're going to wrap up in a few, but I just want to get your thoughts on you know, where we stand. I read Tony Clark's, the president of Major League Baseball, the Players Association, his messages, or their messages from the Twitter account, as far as, you know, the players want a salary deferral, as far as they want their back, they want their pay on the back end after they get past this COVID. They want 2 years of expanded playoffs. They want more proposed games. The players want more than the 75-ish, 76ers from the owners. So there's a lot of moving pieces. I think they're still far away on the negotiations. But, Jimmy, what's going on, man? What's your thoughts?
Hey, you know, I like that both sides are talking, but I feel like the problem with baseball is they're focusing on just this season and not the future of the game. I feel, you know, I think what they have to do is take whatever is offered, because you know we are in June, we are in now, and like you can't start a season in August and be done by, because you have to figure by the time, let's say they start in August, right, if they're done by like November, it's gonna get cold unless you're playing in a warm climate. So they gotta get something done now, and if they don't, this is not only gonna hurt baseball for this season, it's gonna hurt baseball in the long haul for forever, you know what I'm saying? So they gotta figure out something now.
I mean, the last time we talked about a couple of Fridays ago about this. It seems like the players have pushed back on the owners as far as they want more games, they want the way the salaries are gonna be on the back end of things, as far as a couple they wanna get paid in a deferral type of system. They talk about health, the concession stipulations as far as rejections. So I think this is not – I understand that's the one thing about the players' union. It's probably the toughest in all the sports. So, like, for instance, NHL is willing to probably more likely to get things done quicker than Major League Baseball. Same thing with the hoops. But when it comes to baseball, Jimmy, man – they're going to play hardball because a lot of these players have gotten their money. I don't think they're pressed to play. I mean, obviously, it's by their actions. They're not going to give in or cave into what the owners, because they feel like they're just as important, if not more, of value than the owners, man. What are your thoughts as far as from the player side?
I could see where they're coming from, but what I'm saying is that, you know, if you're already making a lot of money, I mean, I don't think it, I I don't think it pay, I don't think a pay cut is that big of a deal, you know, because of what we're, because of what's going on. You know, we have a lot of people. There's a lot of people in the country that are out of work, and you know, everybody's feeling the same. Everybody's feeling almost the same hit that, you know, that you and I are feeling. So, I think they should just say, hey, look, you know, we should be grateful for whatever we get in these like uncertain times that, you know, we're. You know, that we might be able to play. I think they gotta stop playing greedy ball and just be happy with what they might get because any baseball season is better than no baseball season. So that's what I'm saying, man.
I know what you're saying, and I agree with you from a fan perspective, but I don't think the players look at it like that. I'm not saying they don't care about the fans because they obviously the money that they make comes somewhat from fans or viewership on television or a combination of both, you know, concessions, you know, ticket money through the ticket gates. The players don't look at it like how we look at it for the most part. They're looking at it as we're going to try to make as they're looking at it almost like any regular union. We're going to try to make as much money as we possibly can. And this is just what it's going to be. This is necessary. This is not directly about the fans. This is more about themselves and trying to get as much as they can for themselves and their families. But let me ask you this: Do you buy their the Major League Baseball? Because the last couple of tweets on June 4th and June 6th, they reiterated it's about health. It said, you know, they emphasized that more than anything from what I saw. Do you think it's more about the health with the players, or you really believe it's about the money?
I really believe at this point, you know, I would love to believe it's about the health, but I really think it's a money issue because I think the health issue is already decided. I think that was already decided in March. You know, like you play in one city and spread everybody out. You know, with no fans. I mean that could work, but right now I just think money is what's holding everybody up because what else could it be? Like I feel like the players and the owners, like I said, they're not thinking about the future of the game. They're just thinking like, okay, if we somehow don't get this done, the fans are gonna magically like abracadabra come back to the game. And I think you have fans that still haven't watched since, you know, fans that haven't watched since 94. What do you think's gonna happen to these new generation of fans that, you know, either like just started watching the game years ago or, you know, with its own hype, they're gonna be gone too. So they gotta think, you know, we need to get a baseball season going somehow. They gotta think of something because if they don't, like I said, this isn't only gonna hurt baseball for 2020, this is probably going to hurt baseball for the long term, for a long time, you know what I'm saying? They got to start thinking that way.
Yeah,
they got to start thinking that instead of just now.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely correct. I mean, there's probably several fans from back in the 90s, mid-90s, have still not really bought into baseball fully when they first left it. So that is a valid point, and that's something I've said, too. So, yeah, I totally agree with that. This could definitely hurt the sport if they don't figure out a way to get the games in. I mean, we've said that the last month or two. But also, what really kills me about this, Jimmy, is baseball is a type of sport that's not really a fully contact sport like the NHL or the NBA, even though their players' unions are not as strict. But so they're not necessarily worried about health. I mean, they are worried about health. But they're not worried to the point that we're still going to play no matter what. We'll take our chances. Where baseball, Jimmy, as you already know, like especially when you play defense, you're not on a guy. Like he's like, you know, a third baseman is like, you know, well, he's far. He's kind of relatively far from a shortstop and far from a second baseman and a first baseman. You know what I'm saying? It's not like in football, you know, you're running, you're tackling guys, you're grabbing guys. Baseball's that. It's not that kind of sport. So you would. We would have thought this would have been figured out, you know?
Yeah. So, 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 I'm, So, I mean, that's what I was going to ask you, Steve. Like, what do you think is the reason why all the other major sports like NBA? Why do you think it's already getting done so quick? And baseball is just like, oh, we're gonna take our sweet ass time and just think we can waste time, because like you gotta figure, Steve. I really predict if they don't get it done in a couple weeks, I'd say the season is done, because there's no way even if you start in August, there's no way you're gonna be done in time for like to avoid cold weather, unless they said, you know, we're gonna play in warm climates. But you can't play in Yankee Stadium in November. Let's just say hypothetically that the Yankees make the playoffs, and they say, postseason's gonna start in November. You can't tell me that we're not gonna have snow on the ground. You know, you can't play baseball in the snow. So I'm saying that's why, you know, logically, if they don't get it done in a couple of weeks, I don't think we're gonna see baseball this year. I really don't.
I think the chances of that will definitely drop to a very minimum percentage of it happening. I would say this. I mean, I don't know if this will have to be proposed between owners and the Players Association in the, you know, some sort of, you know, collective bargaining agreement for this season. If it happens to be a late season and it goes to, you know, you may have to play later games, because they're trying to end the season no matter what in September, late September, last week of September. So, I mean, they could technically, if, you know, all playoff teams go to like Florida or Arizona, somewhere warm, and that'll fix the cold problem. But that would have to be implemented an agreement between the owners and the players. They'll have to put that in writing and collective bargaining agreement on that. They have to put that on it. But to answer your question though, it really comes down. It's just this simple for me. I mean, we could get into the complications of health and money and all that. Basically, it comes down to this: NHL players want to play, NBA players want to play, the baseball players don't want to play. It's just that simple. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
Because look at it like this, Jimmy. You watch the UFC. If you watch the WWE, they got, you know, 2 to 3 nights a week. They got fans. They starting to have fans in the arena. Social distancing. Everybody, you know, boxing's going to have their bouts this week. UFC has at least what, 4 or 5 pay-per-view cards since the COVID break. And Major League Baseball has nothing to show for it. This is not a good look, Jimmy. As we already been saying. The players' union is so tough. They want every penny, but that could hurt the long-term goodwill of the sport. That's kind of where it is, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry to say, but that's just the reality. I mean, like you said, you haven't had fans return to the sucker since the 90s. I mean, it's got some good, you know, publicity, but a lot of fans screwed it. I mean, the attendance, you know, has gone up and down because of the home runs and, you know, home run chases. But overall, man, it's just has not been the same. And plus, if you even look at it from the fact that these new baseball stadiums have been built since 1994-95, the price of the ticket has gone up. So a lot of people alone on that aspect have not been going to the games at a regular rate like they would 20 years ago. It's not, the prices are up. You know, it's just different. They're really shooting themselves in the foot, man. And it's terrible, man, because we're Yankee fans. Yankees is my first team. And as far as baseball, is my first sport. And the fact that it's not working out because over millions of dollars, when, like you said, with people out of work, people are finally getting back to business. If they have a business and try to get it going, it's all screwed up, man. But, Jimmy, give me your final thoughts, man, as far as what, you know, with the, you know, the baseball draft this Wednesday, if you have any thoughts on that. Final thoughts in general, baseball, Yankees, whatever.
Yeah, man. Just like I hope we have a season, Steve, because you know what, summer without baseball, man, it's bad enough that us fans are like staying home and trying. I think we need baseball as a diversion. You know, we need to be back on this platform talking about Yankees, talking about Gerrit Cole and all this stuff, because you know, like, there's something that you and I, you know, Steve, you have the same feeling. You You wait all year for this. You know, winter comes along. You know, once New Year's comes, January, February. You know, once March comes around, you're like, oh, in a couple months we're gonna be talking about spring training. You know, we're gonna be doing this, and then you know, bang, and then the world changes, and that changes. So we need some normalcy back in our lives. Not only for us fans, but on this Bleed Blue Show platform, because I mean, this is what really makes my Mondays complete. You know, I love going on here talking with you guys, talking during the game, whether it's, you know, Garrett Cole or Aaron Judge, all that stuff. So that's what I hope and pray every day. Like, I hope the owners stop getting greedy and realize, you know, we need baseball, because no baseball is gonna hurt us for a long time, man. That's all I gotta say, man. Go Yankees, boy.
Absolutely, man. Go Yankees. Shout out to Jimmy, man. Thank you very much. That will conclude this episode, man, on a health versus greed episode, where we stand. Jimmy's right, man. We need goddamn games. You know, how many times have we come on this 2020 year to discuss where the owners are at, where the Players Association is at? Put up or shut up at this point, man. Shout out to Jimmy. Shout out to Yankee fans. Shout out to Major League Baseball fans. This episode on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify for the millennials. So, Andre Asu, ladies and gentlemen, bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleed blue, 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 bleed blue.